194 on the Playhouse in the morning. So second date update. You go out with somebody and you feel like it went okay. And by all accounts, you're anticipating there will be another get-together. But for whatever reason, it never comes to fruition. Well, what we do in Second Date Update is we get you either closure or an additional date. And today we're trying to help out Luke. Luke, tell us all about who you met, what you did, all that stuff.
So I went out with Maria after meeting on Tinder, of course.
Okay.
And, to be honest, couldn't have gone better. Like, drinks and apps turned into going to my place. And I thought, you know, we had a great time. I mean, it got pretty hot and heavy. And we went to the bed and then kind of out of nowhere, she abruptly decided she had to go. And that was it. And she, totally ghosted me. I tried to text her and nothing. So, I'm a little confused, to say the least.
So, how far did you guys get? You said you ended up in your bed.
Yeah, I mean, we were half clothed, I guess.
Yeah, and maybe things were just moving too fast and she pulled the, hit the brakes kind of thing. I mean, that does happen.
I don't know. Maybe she looked at the time and it got really late. She had to go to work. I don't know.
It was almost midnight and the carriage was about to turn
back. Not like that.
It could be all these things. Well, we'll investigate for you. We'll get her on the phone here and see if we can get you another date, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, so the night is going about as good as it possibly can go, and then she's like, oh, I gotta get out of here. Some closure or another date for Luke, and second date update after Doja Cat's is a Kiss Me More. Playhouse of the Morning, it's Y94. Hey, good morning. Y94 on the Playhouse of the Morning. Pick your purse about 20 minutes from now in the middle of second date update, and we heard a little bit from Luke, and, things were going well with Maria. They spent some time together, and things were starting to get a little bit romantic. And they kind of just barely got started in that direction. She was like, I gotta go. So he's like, okay, obviously I did something. I'd like some closure, or if I can get another date, that's great too. So we're going to try to get that straight from Maria. Maria, do you hear us? Okay, it's the Playhouse. Good morning.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. I don't know if you've ever heard us do the segment before on the Y94 Playhouse called Second Date Update, but basically there's somebody that went out with you recently, and he had a good time, but he kind of feels like you're ghosting him and would either like A, another date, or B, some closure. So I guess I'm curious if you remember Luke.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, so here's the deal. Luke is on the phone. He can hear anything you say, so make sure you're comfortable with him knowing this information and questioning you about whatever you have to say. But first and foremost, are you ghosting him?
Ugh, I feel bad, but I guess, yeah, I have been.
Is there, a reason?
I mean, I think we had, we did have a really great time. It was super fun, but I think we're just, really different people. I knew he had tattoos, and, I don't have a problem with that, but he had one that really, I don't know, I had kind of, an issue with.
Okay, what is going on?
I don't know if this is, weird. Yeah, I'm just, I'm not super religious, but, I am Christian. I go to church, and, my family goes to church. And it's, across his chest, there's just this,
That's what this is about? The devil thing?
You have a devil tattoo? Is it a sport mascot?
No. It's not like I'm a devil worshiper or something. But, it's a devil tattoo.
I mean, it just made, it made me uncomfortable. Your shirt comes off and then suddenly I just see this red bearded horned face looking at me. I don't know. I felt like it was I feel like this is maybe why I haven't answered you for a while. It felt like a sign that I was somewhere I don't belong.
Yeah, it's not a serious thing. I literally picked it off the book at the tattoo place. I mean, that's it. I just was cool. That's all.
But, I guess that's the thing. I don't think that's cool. You're walking around with the mark of the beast across your chest, and I don't know, that's not for me. I'm sorry.
So there's no hope for another date here. We would pay for this. Now he's not, he doesn't have it for a reason other than he just thought it was, you're just not interested. That's the deal breaker for you. You're out.
Yeah, I just think that means we have, like, very different tastes. It's not, yeah, I just don't think so.
But, you know, I'm not like evil, like, I'm not a serial killer or anything. It's like, you know, I just thought it was cool, you know?
Sounds like something a serial killer would say. Hey, I'm not a serial killer, just so you know.
Did you get it when you were, like, 18 or recently?
I mean, I got it, you know, when I was kind of young, but, like, I mean, I still like it.
Has it caused you problems dating before, or this is the first time?
It was the first time I've heard about, you know. I mean, maybe before, but I certainly never heard this before, no.
All right, well, Maria, we appreciate your honesty, and I thank you so much for being honest, and at least now, Luke, you have some closure. If you know, obviously, you're not getting another date, but you have some closure, man.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. You know what? I guess I'm not surprised it didn't work out between the two of them.
Like, I'm just still thinking about this little devil red cartoon character.
I like to
tattoo.
See a picture of it, kind of.
I know. So do I.
The what'd you say? Mark of the Beast or whatever she said. Yeah. It reminded me of, is it Sabrina?
Yes.
On Netflix. Something about it reminded me of Sabrina.
Y94.